The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Aren't you glad you found the right road? I'm glad I did. I'm glad I grew up in a family that's Italian, so they always baptize us Catholics. Very happy about that. I'm glad that I'm part of the few. However, I always remember St. Paul. Paul said something that really got me very nervous one time, and he says this: "I work out my salvation in fear and trembling." Wait a minute. You're like the great apostle. Why are you worried about losing your salvation? Because we can. We have great saints and great sinners in the Catholic Church. We all know them personally or know about them. And we might be one of them. But that constant, nervous tension that St. Paul talks about, that we should never be presumptuous of our salvation. That all the great saints say they're all great sinners, and they always were worried about losing their salvation, or they weren't doing enough. I go, gosh, there are all these great stories of all these great saints, and they always were nervous. They always had the humility to recognize it was God's grace that kept them in the faith, and then kept them in good graces with God. So when I talk to a lot of people, it's always the opposite mentality. Oh, I'm already saved. I believe in Jesus. And these are Catholics. I go, I hate to tell you this, but if St. Paul's nervous, you better be nervous. I know I am. So I never take my salvation for granted. I always ask for a holy death. I ask for the Lord to make sure I'm in the state of grace when I go. I also ask to make sure that my purgatory is really, really short, maybe 5 minutes. But I'm also conscious of that. Because I haven't died yet, so I can't tell you what it's like to die and get judged. But I always wanted to know how God talks to those people who've gone before us, who are saved, but end up getting like a D minus in life, or a D plus, or a C minus. And they're like, "Oh, I was told just to be good." I go, "I've been trying to tell you for years, it's not enough. You gotta be holy." And very few people want to take the path of holiness. They just wanna take the path of D minus. They just wanna get enough to get in. Thank God they weren't my brain surgeon. Who would want to have a doctor that got a D in class? I want A-plus students. I want A students. God wants us to be A students. I used to tell my students, I go, "It's God's will for you to be an A-plus student. You might not make it, but it's your will to work towards it. It's God's will to work towards that too." So we have to take that road. We are morally obligated to try our best to become saints. Jesus never, ever asked us to be good. He said to be perfect like your heavenly Father is perfect. That's why he's saying so few take that road. Look at how many people we've canonized. How many people have died? It's a lot. It's a big difference. So the road to holiness is a road that we are called to take. Road to mediocrity, everybody seems to be on that road. But we're actually called to be road of being great saints in our faith. Amen.